Welcome to Do This, Not That, the podcast for marketers. Each episode is packed with quick tips. They're super short, and at the end, we have some fun. Let's jump into it, and thanks for being here. We are back for Do This, Not That podcast presented by Marigold, and this is our super short episode where all week long, we get in questions. We get in ridiculous questions. We get in work questions, and we try to tackle one of each. And if you want to submit a question, well, you'd be extremely awesome. All you got to do is go to jschwedelson.com. There's a button that says podcast, another one that says ask us anything. And that's how we do this episode. So we appreciate you. Let's jump into the work question before the ridiculous question. We got a question in from Ben from New Orleans. Oh, my crew must have known. So I just moved my son into college in New Orleans just 2 days ago, and that's an experience. So first of all, besides for, you know, it all being very emotional, my son going off to college, amazing, all this stuff, I got to tell you that I was a sweaty, disgusting monster carrying in all these boxes, all this stuff, trying to get it to his dorm room. And I'm like the least handy person you could possibly imagine. And my wife's like, okay, here. And she hands me this massive box that's got like a headboard that she wants me to put together that has like electrical in it and these instructions and screwdrivers. I almost had a breakdown. I got it done, but I will tell you that after I applied it to the bed, I used so many zip ties to keep this thing together. Like, I need to post a picture. I think I used, I'm not exaggerating, 70 zip ties. That was not in the instruction manual. And I told my son, I said, dude, that thing is going to fall on your face while you are sleeping because I am clueless. And he's like, what is your function? Anyway, speaking of function, Ben, what is your amazing question? Jay, keeping up with AI stresses me out. How do other people do it? This is a great question, and it's a very timely question because there were some changes to AI stuff last week. And I feel this because, you know, you go on social media and everyone's always posting, oh, this new AI thing, and there's some new AI tool you've never heard of. And you get this feeling like, oh my goodness, I'm in marketing or I have a business and I never even heard of that before. And I don't know how to keep up with all this. And so what you do is you kind of punt. You're like, you know what, screw it. I can't keep up with this. I'm just not going to be one of those people that know anything about AI or whatever. But here's the truth. Nobody knows what they're talking about. Anybody that calls himself an AI expert is an actual loser, because no one's an expert in anything at all. Okay. So everyone's just trying to figure out a little bit here and there. And here's what you can do and should do right now as it relates to AI. So last week, ChatGPT upgraded its tool from their version 4 to their version 5, essentially, ChatGPT 5. And this applies to everybody using the tool, the free version. You don't even need to use the paid version. There's been a massive change from 4 to 5, and this just happened last week, and you don't need to be an AI expert or anything. And let me tell you what the basis of the change is and then what you should do about it. Now, in ChatGPT 5, in the free version, you can ask ChatGPT to do stuff, to go out and search on the internet for anything, right? You could say, oh, this is my competitor's website. Can you analyze the website and tell me all the industries they're in, their pricing, blah, 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 blah. And it will go to that website and analyze it. You could ask it to go and look into what are the most popular posts on Reddit and what are marketing posts on Reddit that are getting a lot of engagement, and it will come back to you. Having ChatGPT be able to go out on the internet and you sending it on missions is now able to be done on the free version of ChatGPT, which you could not have done a week ago. And so what I would do if I were you, okay, I'm not an AI expert, who cares? Neither am I, nobody is. This is very simple. I'm going to put this in the show notes. Go to ChatGPT and you ask it this: give me 25 innovative, never before possible marketing tactics that only became doable with ChatGPT-5's capabilities. And specifically work on the free version, focus on tactics that marketers could not execute in the same way using ChatGPT 4. Now, you can go further and say, when you do this, name the tactic. Why wasn't it possible in ChatGPT 4? Give me the exact prompt that I can use on ChatGPT to get more details on this. You can go further and further and further. But essentially, if you go to ChatGPT and just say, Give me 25 innovative, never-before-possible marketing tactics that only became doable with ChatGPT-5's capabilities on the free version that you couldn't do on ChatGPT-4. It will then tell you everything that you're supposed to know now that you can do that you couldn't do a week ago. And that's it. You don't need to be an expert. When you don't know something in ChatGPT, you just ask it, or you ask Claude, or you ask Perplexity. You just ask it, how do I write a prompt for this thing? Nobody's an expert. Stop having imposter syndrome. Stop avoiding AI. This change to ChatGPT is a big deal, really simple for marketers. Check it out. All right, let's jump right into the ridiculous question. Let's just do it. Okay, what is the question? We got a question from Brenda in St. Louis. Jay, you've talked about drinking Celsius energy drinks. Did you see what happened with the recall last week? Oh, I did. This was so wild. Did you all see this? So if you don't know Celsius is this, like, you know, it's in the skinny metal bottles. You can get them in the supermarkets, convenience stores, whatever. And they're like an energy drink. They're like Red Bull. Instead of it tasting like garbage, though, because Red Bull is actually disgusting. No offense, and they'll never sponsor this show now, but I think Red Bull is just, not only is it disgusting, but like you can't function after having one. Celsius tastes better. And you could have them and not like really freak out. Although I will tell you, I've cut down. I used to drink like 2 Celsius in a day, and I would come home and I'd be like bouncing off the walls. Now, you know, maybe 1 Celsius or half a Celsius, because too much, whatever. But this was crazy what happened. So I guess Celsius, right? Celsius and the hard seltzer company High Noon, I don't know if they use the same bottling service or what they do, but there was 2 big production lots of High Noon vodka seltzer. High Noon is like an alcoholic seltzer, okay? And somehow the liquid, the High Noon vodka seltzer, got put in to Celsius cans and went out into the world, right? They got put into the Celsius Astro Vibe, which is like the blue Celsius. And so you would drink a Celsius and you were actually drinking a hard seltzer vodka, which is unbelievable. And so Celsius, when it all happened, what do you think they all did? Well, High Noon freaked out and they started issuing recalls, and so did Celsius. But what Celsius did that was so smart is they went on social media and they doubled down. They're like, dude, I don't know what you're drinking, but we're drinking our Astro Vibes. And so they started putting it everywhere, kind of making a fun about everything that happened, and it went viral. This, they got so much free media on this, and cool media and funny media. It was amazing. So I loved it. I loved everything about that. I think when stuff like that happens and you double down on it, I think it's so cool. I'll tell you what's not cool. Me, I'm not cool. Why am I not cool? For many reasons. But tomorrow, get excited. Or is it today? I think it's today. Love is Blind UK starts on Netflix. Let's go. Very excited about this show. You should not even be listening right now. You should just be watching Love is Blind UK. What's wrong with you? And I hope you have a fake Celsius hard seltzer in your hand and keep it real, and you are awesome, and later. You did it. You made it to the end. Nice. But the party's not over. Subscribe to make sure you get the latest episode each week for more actionable tips and a little chaos from today's top marketers. And hook us up with a 5-star review if this wasn't the worst podcast of all time. Lastly, if you want access to the best virtual marketing events that are also 100% free, visit guruevents.com so you can hear from the world's top marketers like Damon John, Martha Stewart, and me. Guruevents.com. Check it out.